Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager about the most recent City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and Ryan, one of the things that was obviously one of the giant topics of discussion was discussing the temporary suspension of the parking limit along the square. Can I give everyone a recap of what the council made their decision off of?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. It's great to talk to you again. The resolution that was adopted by the council temporarily suspends the parking restrictions around the square and off each direction off the square. So there's one block in each direction off the square that also has a three-hour parking restriction. So the council passed a resolution that temporarily suspends enforcement of those restrictions and then also authorizes the Community Development Department to prescribe where parking for contractors working on the square can park. And then this will allow us to continue our conversations with the chamber, with businesses around the square, in really developing more modern, more appropriate parking restrictions for the square and those that are using the square on a regular basis. We want to make sure we're collaborating and engaging those stakeholders. And we also realize that this will be an interim step because once the streetscape and the courthouse project are completed, then we will likely have to revisit the parking restrictions again. So it'll be nice to be able to go through these exercises together and identify possible solutions.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up that, you know, once everything is completed, there might be a different solution. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this. Maybe not perfect timing, but with the Justice Center construction going on, with the streetscape planning to happen, is this kind of, you know, a good transition period for the parking restrictions, see what works and doesn't work, and then when everything is finalized, we can move from there?
I believe it is, and I believe it's a great opportunity for all of us to get together, to work together, to find a common solution. It may not be the perfect solution, but as long as we're engaging all the stakeholders, that's the important part. We had a very similar effort a couple years ago with businesses on the square involving certain sign restrictions. And the result that came out of that effort in city code was much more business friendly, but also much more manageable for the city to enforce. And so we were able to find a good solution that served everybody's needs.
There was also discussion of a partnership between the city, the chamber, and the Helping Hand of Warren County. So talk about that discussion and where it's going to go from here.
Yeah, so here's a great example. You talk about partnerships and the entities coming together to work together to accomplish a common common goal. One of our elected officials, Councilman Schroeder, was contacted by a representative from Central Iowa Shelter and Services about a possibility to duplicate a program that was put in place in the city of Des Moines. And this program is to compete for federal dollars to help infuse the economy with some much needed money, specifically in the restaurant industry. And by doing that, also serving those that are less fortunate, those are needed in those that have a need for hot meals. So when we drill down into our neighborhood, we have an area of town that qualifies under the grant requirements. And so what we would do is we ask council if we can participate in this partnership. So we'll be working with the Central Iowa Shelter and Services, Helping Hand, the Chamber, and various participating restaurants go out and compete for the funds. I think we're competing for about $62,000, which will take care of several hundred meals that will be prepared by local restaurants. And those local restaurants will be paid for their time and material through this grant program. So, again, working to support the local economy, working to support an industry that was hit by the COVID pandemic, while at the same time also serving the needs of those less fortunate in our community.
Well, that's awesome to hear as well. And then another thing the council talked about was kind of a what-if scenario with Warren County Court System. Again, with the local partnerships, talk about what the council discussed there.
Yeah, the theme of this meeting was partnerships, and we at the city really value our partners and want to work collaboratively with all stakeholders. And the county recently approached us and indicated that they had a need for court space, especially while the court project is proceeding. And we sat down, had a conversation, we threw out some ideas, and we went and took a look at the activity center with the chief judge, another judge, and county attorney, county sheriff. And we walked through that facility to see if that would be something that would help address some of their needs in an interim basis. They felt that it did. I know they're having a conversation with the county supervisors. So while their immediate need might be addressed, we did talk to council, and council was supportive of continuing to work with the county. And if there's ways that we can partner with them to help alleviate their need in keeping the justice system moving, which helps our residents, our county, that was something that we should definitely continue to work together on. So right now it's kind of a wait and see. The judges have been very complimentary and very appreciative of the work, and we're very happy that they thought to come and ask us and give us that chance to work together with them.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.